Lord God, we praise you. Lord, we thank you. We need you, Lord. Just guide us and direct us in the way you want us to go. Sounds like someone's trying to get our attention. Thank you, Lord. Was he giving us a wake-up call? You're the only one sitting here confidently. Nope, don't look at me. Lord, bless this time. Fill this place with your spirit, please. Fill us with your spirit. Fill it with your presence, Lord. We come seeking you. Seeking you. And seeking your ways. Open up heaven for us this morning, Lord, and pour out every bit of what you have for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our opening scripture was 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 21. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed us unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you, by us, we pray you, in God's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. In Genesis chapter 22, verse 8, we see an amazing story. Amazing event. You know, sometimes I have trouble using the word story because it almost makes it seem like it's just a fantasy or something. It isn't. It's a record of something that actually happened. It's in the Bible. It's true. But there's an event recorded there about Abraham and his son. God told Abraham to offer his son as a sacrifice. Take now your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love. That's the first time love is mentioned in the Bible. And it had to do with a father that had to allow his son to be sacrificed. Do you see it there? And so they're heading to Mount Moriah where it's going to happen, and Isaac all of a sudden realized that maybe they forgot something. I see the fire. I see the wood. But where's the lamb? Abraham said, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. I like the way the King James Version says it. Others say, God will provide for himself a lamb. But King James Version says, God will provide himself a lamb. There's two meanings there, isn't there? And we need both of them. Jesus, on the night before he was crucified, hosted or led a Passover Seder. A sacrifice was offered. And who was offering the sacrifice? The sacrifice was. Think about it. The sacrifice was offering the sacrifice. He did it that night, and of course he did it the next day as well. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, he became sin for us. Jonathan Kahn, in his Book of Mysteries, tells us that the Hebrew word for guilt offering is ashan, A-S-H-A-N. And it's also the Hebrew word for guilt. The Hebrew word for sin offering is katah, K-H-A-T-A-A-H. And the Hebrew word for sin is also katah. Sin and guilt were nailed to the cross for us. Everything we've ever done, every guilt feeling that we've ever had for it, was on that cross. I thought of another example of this. There was also a peace offering in the sacrifices they made. He became a peace offering for us. And according to Ephesians 2:14, he became our peace. He is our peace. He has broken down the middle wall of separation. For us. I'm going to be in Exodus chapter 12. Actually, mostly just one verse. God gave Moses instructions to give to the children of Israel about the Passover. And whether you know it or not, we're remembering that. But more than that, we're remembering Jesus Christ, aren't we? Because that was always a memorial for him. Talked about the lamb and when they picked out the lamb. First, they referred to it, the Bible refers to it as take it. Then it says the lamb. Then it says your lamb. And you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. Pick it out on the 10th and kill it and offer it as a sacrifice on the 14th. Those are the same calendar days, by the way, that Jesus Christ was picked out on Palm Sunday, the lamb, and also when the same day that he was crucified. You shall take the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. Actually, I'm reading a lot more than I said I was going to, aren't I? That's okay. Have your way, Lord. Verse 11. And thus shall you eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. Yeah, I find it remarkable that in the book of John, we see the feast a lot of times referred to as the Feast of the Jews. It was always the Feast of the Lord. But sometimes people don't have their heart in it, and it doesn't have the meaning that it should. That's when it becomes our feast. Everybody understand that? Probably not. It's always the Lord's feast. He instituted, it's about him. It's not about us and how we want to look. It's not about our pride. It's not about our showmanship. It's not about anything having to do with us. It's about him. It says, and thus you shall eat it. God isn't saying maybe. God isn't saying, I've got a suggestion. This is the way you'll eat it. Thus, with your loins girded, and how is it girded? Paul says, with the belt of truth. In Ephesians 6:14. Hebrews 12:1 and 2. It's amazing how often these two verses sneak into my sermons, isn't it? We hear these verses a lot. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Easily beset us. Make us trip. Loose garments have to be gathered up and restrained. It's like wearing a belt to keep your pants up, right? I was studying this, and it made me think of way back in time, a few years anyway, when I was in sixth grade. Recess, we were playing softball. And this one guy up there, his name was Rob Donde, he was a big guy. And he hit the ball over everybody's head, not over the fence or anything, so he had to run it out if he wanted a home run. You know, it wasn't automatic. And so he starts running, and all of a sudden he has to reach down and grab his pants and hold them while he's running. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. His loins weren't girded. It's the same principle, isn't it? And it's the same principle with sin. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us or make us trip. The devil wants to trip us. You know, there's a time in the distant past when garments were called habits. Isn't that interesting? I think nuns still call them habits, don't they? Habits. What we wear. We're going to wear righteousness or we're going to wear sin. You shall eat it with sandals on your feet. The children of Israel would be walking. They didn't take the bus to the promised land. They needed shoes, good footwear. If you're going to do a lot of walking, and if you don't have good footwear, your feet can hurt. I know. But we're walking too, aren't we? Their journey was a little bit longer than they thought it would be. Our journey is what it is, whatever God allows. But it's a journey. It's a journey to a promised land, a better promised land than what they went to. Sandals on your feet. 40 years. And their shoes didn't wear out. And their feet didn't hurt. 40 years. Even their children. How often do you usually have to buy shoes for your kids? I guess they grew along with them. When you think of everything that God provided for them, He provided everything they needed out there in the desert in the middle of nowhere. Shoes are very important. Feet are very important in the Bible because they represent our walk. Jesus washed the disciples' feet during supper, during the same supper that we're honoring and celebrating this morning. He said, I'm giving you an example. If I'm willing to become a servant, you can become a servant too. You shall eat it with your staff in your hands. The staff is a sign of pilgrimage. For the 40 years in the wilderness, the children of Israel were strangers and pilgrims. We as Christians are supposed to be strangers to the world and pilgrims also. Why? Because this world is not our home. Having a staff in your hand also signifies leaning on something outside of yourself. Keeps us from falling, doesn't it? It's also used for instruction, for guidance, the shepherd's staff. Protection. All those things are of God. So you could probably, you could say that God is, or the staff is actually a type of God. Lean on him. And you shall eat it with haste. They didn't know when the Lord would be taking them out of Egypt. It would be in an instant, in the twinkling of an eye, wouldn't it? It could be any time. Does that sound familiar? Seems to me we read that someplace else in the Bible, right? No one knows the hour of the day, but in the twinkling of an eye. You know, this wasn't just a call to freedom. It wasn't just a call to sanctification. It wasn't just a call to holiness, although it was all those things. But it was also a call to service. And that's the one I kind of want to stress this morning. Service. God wants a holy people for sure. But he wants the people that are ready. Jesus said the fields are ripe for a harvest. We can serve God in many different ways, can't we? We all play a part. We all have a job, or we all have a duty or responsibility, however you want to put it. We all have the opportunity to serve him. I don't think my sermon's going to be very long this morning. That's okay. You guys need a break, right? They say that after 20 minutes, you start losing people. I can see it from up here. One other thing, though, before we partake of our communion. In Exodus 13:7, it says, unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall no unleavened bread be seen with thee, neither shall there be leaven seen with thee in all thy quarters. What is leaven? What is the Bible? What is it represented in the Bible as? It's what? Sin. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. That's from Galatians 5:9. They make a big deal out of it. They still do, and they did back then. They would go all through the house to make sure they got every speck of leaven. Don't we kind of have to do that with sin? One verse that I usually emphasize, or usually gets emphasized quite a bit during communion, is it 1 Corinthians 11:28. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. That's searching for leaven, isn't it? Isn't it amazing how God fits everything together? Anyway, I've asked Ricky to help, and Bob, do you want to help pass out the elements? I'll let you guys fight over which ones you want to do. Just keep it to yourselves. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night on which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you drink this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened to the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. I'm going to ask everybody to close their eyes and bow their heads. And take this time to examine yourself. That doesn't mean you necessarily have to be disqualified. That means you examine yourself, and what you see there, you talk to the Lord about. You ask for His forgiveness. If you have aught against anybody, then you need to settle that. Talk to the Lord about it. If you've never received Jesus Christ as your Savior, you can do that now. You don't have to really, well, everybody has different beliefs about that, I guess. I just believe it comes in your heart. The fact that decision is made, guess what? That's it, isn't it? But you do have to confess it. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. Thank you, Ricky. Has everybody been served? Did we miss anybody? Well, you have to take care of that, Bob. Lord Jesus, thank you for this time. Thank you, Lord, that we have this opportunity to remember you and what you did for us. Help us to always be mindful of it. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Lord, we thank you. Bless this bread, Lord. And Lord, may it do all that you want it to do for us. In Jesus' name we pray. You may eat the bread. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament of my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the blood that you shed for us. Thank you, Lord, for the salvation that you purchased with it. You may drink the cup. I need to mention that I'm not saying the bread becomes anything magical. It's a symbol of what he did. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for everything that we participated in today that represents what you did for us. 2,000 years ago, you allowed yourself to be nailed to a cross. You purchased our salvation. You redeemed us with your blood. Lord, bless your people today, please. Bless our day. Guide us and direct us and bring us back safe tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Don't forget cake and ice cream tonight after Charles Stanley. And a reminder, he's not going to be here in person. He sent his regrets, but have a good day.